This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
And then the second type of at-takbir is at-takbiru al-muqayyad, the restricted takbir. And what is meant by the restricted takbir is the takbir that is recited directly after the obligatory prayers. And that begins, for those that are not doing Hajj, that begins after Fajr on the day of Arafah. And then after Al-Dhuhr, after Al-Asr, after Al-Maghrib, after Al-Isha, and it continues to the next day of Al-Eid. So you have the day of Arafah, after Fajr, you begin to say At-Takbir. And after all the obligatory prayers, then you will say that again after all the obligatory prayers on the day of Eidul Adha. And then again on the second day of Al-Eid, and then on the third day of Al-Eid, and then on the fourth day of Al-Eid, and you will stop after Salat al-Asr. So that's 5 days in which you will say At-Takbir after the obligatory prayers. Well, ulama rahimahumullah mention that the takbir, it's okay to begin straight after saying the adhkar. So after you finish the obligatory prayer, the Fajr on the day of Arafah, and this we're speaking about those that are not doing Hajj. On the day of Arafah, after Fajr, you'll say Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Astaghfirullah wa atubu ilayh, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam, tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Now you can say Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And you can repeat it 3 times, and then you go back to continuing the adhkar after the obligatory prayer. And you can also sit down after the obligatory prayer and say all the adhkar after the prayer, and then once you've finished 6 of them, and I've made a video about that, you can watch. After that, then you can say at-takbir afterwards, 3 times and more than that, depends, no problems. And for those that are doing al-hajj, for those that are doing al-hajj, their takbir after the obligatory prayers will begin on the day of al-eid after Salat al-Dhuhr, after Salat al-Dhuhr. Why? Because before that, they are busy with at-talbiyah. The Hujjaj on the day of Arafah, they are busy with at-talbiyah, saying labbaik Allahumma labbaik, labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. This is what they're busy with. So those that are doing Hajj, after the day of Arafah, they go and they sleep the night in Muzdalifah, and then the next day, which is the day of Al-Eid, they head towards Mina, and they go and they throw stones at Al-Aqaba Al-Kubra. And then afterwards, they will stop at-talbiyah altogether and begin with at-takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. And then, when they pray al-Dhuhr, after al-Dhuhr, they will make at-takbir. And then after Asr, and after Maghrib, and after Isha. So that's the day of Eid. And then the first day of Ayyam al-Tashriq, the second day, and the third day, and they'll stop at after Salat al-Asr. Those are the 3 days after Al-Eid. So all up, 4 days, they will make At-Takbir after the obligatory prayers. And that is known as At-Takbiru al-Muqayyad, the restricted Takbir.